Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Clendenin moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal strikes out. Uecker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Veal out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon takes first base on ball four. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Perky covering, for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Clendenin moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Clendenin scores. Stargell moves to third. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Stargell scores. Lynch moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lynch trying to get to home. Brock throws the ball into Uecker, who tags Lynch, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bailey moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio pinch hits for Bob Perky. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing right field. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shannon strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. Uecker hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield strikes out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. Hooker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Verdon out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Uecker and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley misplays the ball. That's an error on Alley. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shannon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. 2 outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Crandall is walked intentionally. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 3 in the game. Veal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 2 in the game. Uecker takes first base on ball 4. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Galliano reaches second base with a double. Uecker moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uecker scores. Galliano moves to third. It's 4-2, Pirates. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galliano scores. Flood moves to third. It's 4-3, Pirates. Al McBean now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Flood scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 4, Cardinals, 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive towards short. Schofield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Washburn now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verdon bunts towards the mound. Washburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schofield moves to third. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stargell is walked intentionally. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Manny Mota. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is called out on strikes. Roberto Clemente now playing right field. Bill White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.